Medal of Honor awardee Kyle Carpenter literally jumped on a grenade to save his fellow Marines. Now he's spreading the word of why you are worth it.
My monitor's flatline, and I died right there on the bed, and my dad was on shift taking care of me in my room. So for them to go through things like that, it was just really hard on me. But that helped me to really stay strong and positive and push myself to get better for not only myself, but for all of those recovering with me.
To hear more, go to ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 54. The matchup is set. It's the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Listen live Super Bowl Sunday, a Westwood One sports production on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Wayback Inn.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Quite candidly, we haven't accomplished anything yet. Like, we haven't won yet. This whole process was about winning championships, was about finishing in with a parade at the end of October down Michigan Avenue. Until that happens, I don't think any of us are really in a position to, you know, feel satisfied or feel like we've accomplished anything. We've had a nice winter. We've had, frankly, in our opinion, a real nice 3 years since we started with the Chris Sale trade 3 years ago last December. We think the very bright days are ahead of us, and we look forward to enjoying them. But in terms of feeling like we've accomplished something or being satisfied, ask me after the parade.
Middays on the Score.
Yeah, go
all
ahead.
Right, then.
Go ahead and use those words. Why not? That's Rick Hahn, the general manager of the Chicago White Sox. Top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday when they host Ohio State. Tip-off is set for 5:30 p.m. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. I've said it before. I'll say it again now. This is when it can be the most fun to be a fan of a pro sports team, when you know you're getting good. That this is what it's all about. Because sometimes even after you get to the top of the mountain, it's just like, okay, now what? Now that happened, and now what? But this is when you're supposed to really be buying in. And if you can't buy in, I like the fact, I think White Sox fans maybe have turned a corner a little bit, that there is some willingness to try to enjoy life.
Not even just baseball, yeah. or the first month of the year, just, you know, life in general. Just kind of enjoy yourselves. It's not all doom and gloom despite the fog settling in on the first day of Sox Fest. I like that. It's a good thing.
Yeah, go ahead. And you're getting your cue here, and you're getting your cue from the manager. And words were sort of put in his mouth, but he had an opportunity to back away from it. But he was asked, are you going to be disappointed if you don't make the playoffs? He said that would be accurate.
I would be disappointed if we don't make the postseason. I think that would be accurate. We want to break through. We want this to be an impactful season. And I think you can't force those things. You got to allow them to obviously play themselves out. But I think man for man now we at least have a little bit more ammunition to be able to go out and compete, hopefully on a consistent basis that puts those victories on the board.
I get that. I mean, this is the most talented team he's ever had. And they haven't played an inning of baseball. And I can tell you unequivocally that is the most talented team he's ever had. So that's one step in the right direction. I get his expectations. I understand his sense of disappointment if they don't make the playoffs. I wonder if White Sox fans, I tweeted the poll out actually when we started the show. I tweeted a poll on whether White Sox fans think the team can actually make the playoffs in 2020 at C1 McKnight. We'll get to the results at the end of the show. You got an hour to put your vote in and see what you think. I gave you three options. I don't think it's a playoff team. I think it's entirely possible that they get there. Everything goes right. They've got an interesting enough farm system that while it's heavy at the top and doesn't have a whole lot of range and depth down towards some of the minor leagues, it's still one of the better systems in baseball. And I bring this up because, you know, let's say the Twins don't have a repeat of the season they had in 2019.
It'd be pretty hard to repeat that.
That's a lot of home runs.
Especially if they changed the ball.
And they didn't add a whole lot of pitching at all this offseason. I mean, they added some pitching. I just don't think it's much impact pitching. The Indians seem as willing to trade Francisco Lindor as they are to, you know, put together a winner. You know, they've already moved some things around on that team, and it's one that had a clear path to a division title, like for a good long while now. So the Central is, it's gettable. The AL Central is a gettable division. Things break right, I think you can win it, but I don't know how much they're going to want to push to go get a division this year. I'm really interested to see it, because is it more important for the White Sox at this point?
When you say push, do you mean...
Use what remains of your prospect depth to go get a player, to go get somebody who matters. Nomar Mazara is a guy that you picked up for a 22-year-old A-ball outfielder that you've got some surplus of. Fine. Okay, you go take a flyer essentially on Nomar Mazara for a prospect that likely wasn't going to get used in your system. I think that's a solid move. You know, it's a solid trade of assets, but I don't think Nomar Mazara is a first division right fielder. I don't think he's that guy.
Would Yasiel Puig be?
That's a place you could upgrade. Yeah, I think defensively you've got some issues in left and in right field. And you're asking your center fielder, whether that's Luis Robert or Adam Engel on a you know, really meaningful basis, to cover a lot of ground. Maybe you can go push in and get a right fielder and make some difference for you, a guy who's a little bit more well-rounded, a player, a guy that pushes Nomar Mazara to a bit more of a platoon role. Maybe you can go get a reliever that's got some impact to him as you bring some of the starting arms into the pen or into the rotation and have them matter more. I think if it's there for you this season, you push. I think if it's there for you this season, there's no reason to not go ahead and get something done, to go be proactive, because just look at the other side of town. Once you open the window and win a championship, fan bases in this sport are really quick to look at you and go, yeah. What's next? Go win multiple championships. Go make this window the most you can. Go make the most out of this window, as is completely possible. I mean, I know you've got control, you know, for 7 years of Luis Robert and for a good long time on Eloy Jimenez and a handful left on Giolito and all this. That window exists. But capitalizing on it is an incredibly difficult thing to do in baseball. And given what I've seen from fan bases the last handful of years, they're really quick to say, that's great, give me more.